This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Dutch-led international team investigating the shooting down of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over Ukraine in 2014 has named three Russians and a Ukrainian as murder suspects. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The international team investigating the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014 will probe alleged Russian involvement in the missile attack. Prosecutor Fred Westerbakey wants to know about the line of command that contributed to making a Buk missile available for lethal use, and possibly more. Responding to a question about possible Kremlin involvement, he said he would go up as far the chain as needs be. He said, "We will not impose ourselves any limits." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A UN rights investigator says there is credible evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi last October in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Agnes Callamard, the UN special on extrajudicial execution, said in a new 101-page report, after a six-month investigation, that Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution and an extrajudicial killing for which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible under international human rights law.
What needs to be investigated is the extent to which the Crown Prince knew or should have known of what would have happened to Mr. Khashoggi, whether he directly or indirectly incited the killing.
And Saudi Arabia insists the killers were not acting on Prince Mohammed's orders. The Saudi Minister of State Foreign Affairs said that the report contained nothing new and lacked credibility. Saudi Arabia has put 11 people on trial for Khashoggi's murder and is seeking the death penalty for five of them. This is VOA News. A Kenyan court has found three terror suspects guilty of the April 2015 university attack in which nearly 150 people, mainly students, were killed. A magistrate said sentencing for next month. Sarah Kamani reports for Nairobi.
Three co-defendants were found guilty of conspiracy to commit a terror attack. Chief Magistrate Francis Andayi.
I'm satisfied that the incident that took place at the Garissa University College on the morning of 2nd April 2015 bore all the above elements of a terrorist act.
There was insufficient evidence to link one suspect, Sahal Diri Hussein, to the attackers or any of the accused persons. Sentencing has been set for July the 3rd. The April 2, 2015 attack claimed 148 lives. Several attackers were also killed by security forces in the assault on the school. Sarah Kimani for VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Refugee Agency reports nearly 71 million people around the world are now forcibly displaced by war, persecution, and conflict. As Lisa Schlein reports, the number is the highest level ever reached since the UNHCR was established nearly 70 years ago.
The UN Refugee Agency calls the 70.8 million figure conservative because the Venezuelan crisis is not factored in. The agency explains some 4 million Venezuelans have fled their country, but very few have formally applied for asylum. Therefore, they are not counted in the refugee statistics. Last year, the report says war and strife forced nearly 26 million people, half of them children, to flee their countries and become refugees. More than 41 million more people were internally displaced, fleeing their homes, but staying inside their own nations. It says more than two-thirds of all refugees worldwide come from just five countries: Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar, and Somalia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged, but signaling that it's prepared to start cutting rates if needed to protect the U.S. economy from trade conflicts and other threats. The Fed left its benchmark rate, which influences many consumer and business loans, in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, where it's been since December. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said most of the members agreed on interest rates cuts coming.
There was, as you see, a number of people wrote down rate cuts, but all of those, but apparently one, felt that that it would be better to see more to before moving.
And that language echoes comments Powell made 2 weeks ago that triggered a huge stock market rally as investors started believing rate cuts were on the way. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.